Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight, it's me. Normally we have a band coming in to play live at around 10 o'clock or so. That's not happening today. We're taking a little hiatus from that. Next week, there will be a band. Movie Land is in studio playing next week. And then the week after, we have Diane. Lineup of bands nonstop for many weeks to come. But this week, we're going to take it quiet. It's going to be me playing a bunch of songs from here and there. Although, at around 10 o'clock, I'm going to do a rerun of an old episode of Live Music to Live Crew, as they were here around a week before the Victory Square Party. So that was end of August, I believe. To Live Crew, as they were here back in August. I will replay that for you at around 10 o'clock. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. They were a lot of fun. Until that happens, some music from here and there. Brand new album from local favorites, Sightlines. This is a song from them called Beleaguered. Sightlines featuring Alex, Aaron, and Chris. Eric. Eric from Hermetic. Aaron, who was in Bat Fate at one point, and Chris Martel, who was no band. Here we go. Eric Axon. Beleaguered is the name of the track that I'm going to play.
Don't know if we went wrong. coast I smelled from the mountain top. It was the coast, though there was not a drop to see. It was the coast of Nova Scotia, where the cold water stopped my heart. It was the coast, though there was not a drop to see. It was a ghost that passed down the hall last night. It was a ghost who took the whiskey off the wall. It was a ghost who was sorry he never learned to fly. It was a ghost who took the whiskey off the wall. Now don't put those eyes on me. Don't put those eyes. Thank you.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
That is a band called Dead Soft from Vancouver with a song called See Through. So Dead Soft, that was an old one recorded from last year. Before that, I played some Woolworm from a brand new album, Believe in Ourselves. Alamar Feeling is the name of the song. And just before Woolworm, I played some Velociraptor with I don't know if it's quickly recorded, but on Bandcamp they did a thing where they said they're going to record a song every week for as it approaches Halloween. So it's sort of a Halloween kind of song, done in maximum of 2 nights. Also, a song called Ghost's Coast is the name of the track from Velociraptor. And I started off the set with some sight lines. The song was called Beleaguered, from their brand new album, which I can't actually tell the name of because it's... Oh, Summer. Summer EP is the name of the thing. I couldn't tell what the name was because there were little stickers on the album cover. Except now that I took the disc out because I just played it, I can see that. The name of the album is Summer EP, and I've played it on the show before, I believe. Even though the album just came out, a physical copy, I believe I played it off the internet here and there for you. You're listening to CITR Radio. CITR.ca is the website. We are live in Vancouver and about on 101.9 FM over the airwaves. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, just me playing music a little bit here and there, and a little bit after 10 o'clock, I'm going to play a rebroadcast of Two Live Crew live on CITR. They were here at the end of August, which was only a couple months ago, but it was a fun set. They turned on the lights and rapped a lot. So it was pretty fun. So stick around for that if you feel like it. Now I am going to, as usual, talk about Shindig. So Shindig, almost coming to a close now. The eighth night had just happened. Praying for Greater Portland just won two nights ago. It was winner, moved on to the very last semifinals. Next Tuesday night is the very last of the quote-unquote first rounds. We have three bands. Next Tuesday at the Railway Club, Joyce Island is one of them. Confessions of Owls is one of them. And Big Evil is another one of the bands that's playing. Now, what should I... So I'm going to play for you some music from some of these bands. Let's get started with some Joyce Island, if I can get it going. They are the first band to play that night. And let me see if I can get for you. This is a song called No Sorrow from Joyce Island, playing first next Tuesday night at the Railway Club as part of Shindig 2012.
It's a blessing and a curse. I've got an old Copenhagen, contented to a fall, until I learn to rise above it all. And it's a dark road for the one who can't forget.
That was Joyce Island playing first at Shindig next Tuesday night at the Rory Club. Very last of the first round, night number 9. After Joyce Highland, there's another band that's going to be playing. They're called Confessions of Owls. They don't actually have any sort of polished recording. All I have from them is a bunch of songs they recorded when they played the Railway Club off a camera of sorts. So I'm going to, since I like to play everything from every single band, so I'm going to try to go for that, see how it sounds. It might sound too crazy. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll cut it short, depending on what the sound quality is like. So here we go. Rough recording of Confession of Owls as they played at the Railway Club back on Independence Day of this year. Here we go.
I sat here and take 20 minutes to get ready for it. I'll make our set more lengthy. Sounding good? All right.
Confession of Owls, as they were recorded at the Railway Club in the summer with a song called Diamond Ghosts. They're going to be playing again at the Railway Club as part of Shindig next Tuesday night. So now comes out to the last band that's playing next Tuesday as part of Shindig. They are called Big Evil. This is a song called Tendrils.
Hi, my name's Ashley. You wouldn't have known it, but a few months ago, I used to be on the dean's list at the university. I started hearing threatening voices in my head one day, and as the weeks went by, the voices got louder and more intrusive. I tried to pretend everything was fine. I just hoped the voices would go away. I started behaving strangely. When my friends asked, I said I was fine. I flunked everything that semester. If that professor didn't call me up at home, I would never have been properly diagnosed and treated. Today, I have support, and I understand my illness. I follow my own voice now. I used to think a psychiatric diagnosis was a death sentence. I got life instead. This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
In the eyes of a scolded child who couldn't even cry.
Hi folks, this is DJ Abe. Tune into my show, Toss Got Some Donuts, every Monday from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. So let's get grooving, dancing, and smiling in the morning.
It comes a no surprise.
tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
still love you, but you make me feel so bad. In all the times we had, I just can't think about it. You told me you loved me, oh, so many times. And you told me you hated me too many times. Well, I just don't think I'm so bad. But then again, maybe he does. Then again, maybe he does.
That is brand new Julie Duran from her brand new album, So Many Days, a song called The Gambler. She is playing in town at the Waldorf November the 16th. along with the band I played just before her, Village. I played a song from Village, local band. They played on this show about 3-4 weeks ago. I played a song from the 7-inch title track of the 7-inch Nowhere. I played a song called Nowhere, Village. They also just played last night, I believe, at Library Square as part of a Halloween show with Too High Crew, which is the same band I'm going to play for you in about 10-15 minutes time. They played a live set here back at the end of August, and I will rerun that for you. It's about 40 minutes of craziness of Too High Crewing, so to speak. Before Too High Crew, I played two instrumental bands, one from Vancouver, Trail vs. Russia, which is a band that did a lot of things back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Very nice band. The song I played was The Most Expensive Joke. The band is no longer around, active, as far as I know. Haven't played in many, many years. There were talks about them reforming and maybe playing a show here and there, but never really worked out. So Trail vs. Russia, and before that, Weights and Measures. I believe they are from out in Ontario. Toronto, London, Ottawa-ish. They also is a long gone band. Although there is a new album that came out of all the releases compiled into one out record. Invest in the Death Of is the name of the album. Skipping School on the First Day is the name of the song I played. And before Weights and Measures, I played some Big Evil. They are part of Shindig, and they're playing last at the Railway Club starting next Tuesday night. Okay, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. I will continue with more music. Let's go with some brand new Slam Dunk, brand new album called Welcome to Miami. The album has a picture of a dog in front. Really doesn't have much to do with the fact that the album is called Welcome to Miami. Don't know. Think there's a joke in there somewhere. I remember hearing about it, but anyways. This is a song called Why Can't I Change? Slam Dunk on CITR.
Why can't I change? Why can't I change? Why can't I change? Why can't I change?
that was the Courtneys with a song called New Sunday. Before that, I played some Boogie Monster from a Digi 7-inch album called Castle in the Clouds, song same name. And before that, Keep Tidy with a song called Cross Paws, and some Beelines, a song called World War IV before that, and before Beelines, Juvenile Hall with a brand new song called Waste of Time that's coming out on a soon-to-be-released album called Magazine Collage. And I started off the set with some Slam Dunk. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. On Radio Hell, we usually have bands that come in and they play live in studio. This happened back in August. At the end of August, a band called Too High Crew, a bunch of nice fellows, came in and play live in the studio for